afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Evenson. This is Voices from the Heartland. T-minus 48 hours to the biggest election of my lifetime, probably in yours. Maybe the largest turnout, an off-year election. This is the most critical election in the 20th or 21st century. I don't know how much more importance I can place on this, except to tell you that we are in the crosshairs. America is in the crosshairs at this moment. You will either vote in at least a minimum change in this horrifically polluted, dumbed down, stupid, moronic administration that has done everything possible to destroy this nation in a mere 2 years, or you will let them complete the job. It's that simple. It is that serious. In just a few moments, we're going to be joined by A.C. Griffith, my dear friend, who's going to give us some real perspective today on some of these issues and some other ones as well. My hat's off today to Steve Quayle, my precious friend, probably the best friend I have in the world, as he has been involved in a series of very, very important broadcasts. Steve, thank you for all that you're doing. It just is dynamic. Hawk, thanks for all that you're doing as well. We just couldn't be enlightened without you in the things that we need to know about. So thank you for your courage. Thank you for standing for what is right. Our thanks to the broadcasters at RBN for talking truth. You know, it's just one of those times we're living in, folks. You're either going to be with the good guys or you're going to support the bad guys. I wish I could put it some other way. I can't boil it down to make it any more easily understood. I think you know it. Most of you that are listening understand this. Again, I'm kind of preaching to the choir, but do not fail. Drag some people with you to the polls. Get on the phones. Tell them they must do the right thing. Or all of this may be just a brief little footnote in world history. We may be facing the most dire times in our lives as a result of what happens in the next couple of days. And after that, with the economy in tatters, the banking industry, corrupt as it is, about to go over, the G20 and the currency wars still underway, I don't know that there's much else that could go wrong except there could be a catastrophic terrorist event of some kind, false flag or terrorist. And with the president out of the country for, well, who knows, maybe forever, or Hillary Clinton waiting in the wings, or whatever is happening over in Indonesia, it's just too goofy. It's a screenplay that wouldn't even get an Academy Award. But it's happening to us. It's real. What's about to happen in Switzerland, when they open up this gate to hell or wherever it is, whatever it is, there are things happening that we can't even imagine. We can't even quantify. And yet it's happening right in front of us. Now is the time to grab the reins of this out-of-control stage, grind it to a halt, and as I said, send the horses to the dog food factory. That's what we're facing. That's our day. We're going to talk just a moment before AC comes on about the upcoming status of the job and governmental supervisory incompetency. What's happening? Why it isn't happening? We're just going to mention it before AC comes on. Folks, stay with us. It's going to be quite a program today. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, this is Voices from the Heartland. Like to call in at 37 minutes after the hour, 800-313-9443. Folks, just before I bring A.C. Griffith on the line with me, I have to ask you, do you know what Plum Island, New York is? Do you know what it's been doing? Do you know what they've been experimenting with there? Do you know why they're planning a move to Manhattan, Kansas, the home of K-State University, northwest of Junction City, home of Fort Riley, Kansas? Do you know about chemtrails? Do you know what's in them? You just heard an ad about that. You know why they're doing it? Talked to an Air Force pilot not very long ago, denied that it's taking place at all. 21,000 hours of flying. Nah, it's not happening. I said, you, sir, are part of the problem. Why GM crops? Deadly pharmaceuticals that only manage diseases, don't cure them. Follow the money trail. Why do we have terrorist activists, professors, still encouraging and teaching students about socialism and the greatness of communism, and the degeneracy of our founding fathers? Why does the Department of Defense, why is it loaded with incompetence, four-star failures that are on the take, that would rather cash their check and turn their eyes away from the truth in Afghanistan? We're there to protect opium. We're around the world because we're sadistic. And because war is for profiteers. I could go on about the post office, FEMA, Department of Homeland Security, the most unbelievable, corrupt organizations ever devised. FDA, paid off, foxes guarding the hen house, weapons development, bio labs, 1,300 of them, roughly, across the United States. When are we going to put a stop to this? when are we going to draw the line once and for all and say no more? I watched some of these people interviewed the other night on Jesse Ventura's show. This one moron representative from New York State, I think his name was Bishop, didn't even know what was going on, but he denied anything bad was going on. I don't know. It is a situation so severe, I don't know that it can be corrected by any means other than eradication. And we start over. I'm bringing online my dear friend, A.C. Griffith. A.C., I am so glad to have you, and I'm going to call you Griff because that's what I call you all the rest of the time. Thanks for joining the show today.
Thank you, Greg. It's an honor to be with you today. I mean that.
Well, you're so kind, and I appreciate what most I appreciate about you is the fact that all the shows that we've been on together and the times I've heard you independently, I can always count on a steady, reasoned response, one that is almost flawless in your assessment and your recommendations. And I guess, you know, I look forward to that today. Even though we don't have a great deal of time, we're going to utilize what we have. I want to go first, AC, because I know that you're very interested in and involved in various activities trying to help folks down in the Gulf. Can you give us just a quick idea as to any updates that you're hearing down there about the situation in the Gulf of Mexico?
I can say with absolute certainty that BP has lied. Every statement that has been released from BP has been a lie. The government is supporting the lies. They are lying, too. The Obama administration, the truth is not in them. They know they're lying. The people are suffering. The people, the degree of illness, skin rash, poisoning, organ failures are increasing down there. The spraying continues. They're using private planes or private contract planes and also Coast Guard planes to spray the people and to spray chemistry into the water. No one really knows what that chemistry is. We assume it's the dispersant, but no one really knows. Very much like the chemtrail. Now, in addition to that spraying, the chemtrail spraying is also falling on the people, and it has some pretty potent stuff in that also. The land down there and the water is a breeding ground. It's a DNA nightmare. What could evolve out of that water, out of the soil, out of the oil, and out of the people, and out of the fish? As far as I'm concerned, knowing what I know, I think the whole Gulf area and the states surrounding the Gulf is a dead zone.
I agree with you, Griff, and I know that, you know, when we first began discussing this back in May, Hawk and I went on and kind of had a what you might call a groundbreaking broadcast, I guess, about some of this stuff. And I, you know, as you do on occasion, you give what you know, and some of it, most of the time, a lot of it is accurate and is exactly as you've been told. And in some cases, the evacuations that we discussed did not materialize. And I think in retrospect, if I look back on it now, not to excuse that reporting because I was getting it from the best sources I knew to get, but I think that maybe underlying all that was the idea that this would go on for so long, especially the spraying, the poisoning, and the actual poisoning of the Gulf, would continue for so long that it would, evacuation wouldn't be necessary because they're going to achieve the same results, which is a death, I think, untold death. It's just a matter of time and see how much death does actually come out of this. But, you know, for the people that are still down there and listening, what would you, if you could address 50 million people down there, what would you say to them? I know that's a big question, but what would you say to them about their current situation in the Gulf and maybe what they should consider doing?
If you want to protect your children, if you want to protect your family, you really should get out of that area. There's no other way. If your emphasis is on your material goods, on your money, pardon me, on your job, then you're going to pay a price with your health. And it's no other way to look at it. It's one or the other.
And I think that, you know, most people, Griff, are caught in that terrible, terrible quandary of, yeah, I know it's out there somewhere. Maybe it isn't affecting me quite as badly as it is somebody else. I'm not going to worry about it. I can't possibly get another job like I've got here. My home is worth $500,000, and I can't sell it, and on the excuses go. But nonetheless, damage is being done as they contemplate all those things. Well, I am convinced of one thing. Decisions are going to have to be made, and if they are not, then there will be a price almost too great to contemplate down the road. Griff, let's move ahead a little bit again because of time in the show. We've got the big election coming up. Big, I say, because not because we could have picked 2010 out of any of the previous years where there's been elections, but because of everything that has come down to this moment, this giant whirlpool that our ship of state is sitting on the edge of and about to plummet down inside this thing. What do you see happening on Tuesday? Do you just have a gut feeling from what you're hearing as to how this may end up going?
First, I was dropped off the line there. I had to redial back in real fast, but I didn't miss anything.
Oh, good. Okay.
Did you know I was gone?
No. Well, I suspected when you didn't answer there at the end of my last question.
It happens every broadcast I do.
I know.
At
Me
least
too.
One time.
Me too, yep.
So by that, I know I'm doing it right.
That's right.
It's a badge of honor to be deleted from the telephone line. The election, I believe it's not going to go smooth. I believe every effort will be made to rig the election in a obvious way. I think they're not about to let go of it without a fight. In fact, it would not surprise me if a major event happened. It wouldn't surprise me to see something like that.
Sure.
The Obama administration, you see them doing some dumb stuff. It depends on how you look at it. I think they're playing out their agenda. And it looks dumb to the people that are concerned about the country and the future of the country and doing things right. But I think Obama and his people are doing it exactly the way they want to do it. I think their agenda is to bring down the country and to create chaos and division within the people, which is part of their program. That's what I really believe.
I hope we
make it through the election.
I looked at this from a historical standpoint. I don't know that I can, you know, get everybody on board with this, but every time socialism or communism or any derivative thereof, which we have now, has made its way into the halls of power, it has never been a smooth, peaceful, nor ongoingly good situation for the people. And in order to keep their reins of power, they must either do it by abject force, or they must have some crisis following a crisis following a crisis so they can maintain power during a time when the people are less likely to be bruised and wounded and upset about the nature of political things. So I think you may really be on course here. I hope it doesn't happen. But I can tell you that law enforcement personnel in the last week have told me that they are extremely concerned about some major event occurring right at this time, and I don't truly think that some of them, at least, are involved in any of that, particularly. But they're just suspecting it because it's coming down from higher up in the food chain. So you may be right about that. What do you see us waking up to on Wednesday morning? What are you predicting for the country on that day?
I think during that period. I see a catastrophic event happening in America. Don't know what that event is. Cliff High at Alta does not know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He is suspecting, in the last few days, he put up a statement on his website, halfpasthuman.com is the site, suspecting that it may be an upheaval in the stock market and manipulation causing a real catastrophic event.
Sure.
But it could be any number of things. We've got five or six major things that could take us down. Any one of them could take us down.
Well, the G20 nations are still conducting all-out warfare on the currencies. I see this as kind of the dark horse, the one that's back two or three lengths, and people haven't been focusing on. And so that's possible, along with a couple other things. We'll consider those and some other things. My guest today, A.C. Griffith, glad to have him on board. Stay with us, folks. Voices from the Heartland is going to continue.
Do
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Staying with us, everybody. My guest today, A.C. Griffith. You know, an interesting thing, Griff, happened about, I'm going to guess maybe 30 days ago. I had a call from a respected journalist in Sweden. Kind of unexpected. You know, I had this voice come on the phone with an accent, and when she described her periodical and also a magazine, and she asked some very pointed questions about how I thought people in the United States were going to react to these upcoming elections. And she said, I know you broadcast, you write, and you train people and so forth. What do you think? Do you have your hand on the pulse of the American people? And I said, well, not really. But I am getting an increasing number of people, especially in the last 2 to 3 weeks, that are just hundreds of them, that are saying, look, if this doesn't turn around, if this is not a real course change, then all bets are off and we have nothing more to lose. Do you see that as a possibility, maybe even reality, or are you hearing something different from the folks you talk to and the interviews you take? What's your idea of what the American people, and I know it's a huge question again, but what the American people are thinking right now? Griff, are you gone again?
Pictures.
There you are.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Did we lose you again?
No, I'm hearing you fine.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I think the majority of the American people are sound asleep and they don't understand. The vast majority do not understand what's happening. They don't understand. They would rather live in a fantasy world where everything is television-like and changes on the hour and a half hour and they drink their beer. I am not optimistic about the future. I think we're collapsing.
Yeah.
I think the country will collapse and turn into something that we've never seen before. And I think all of these major events that are coming together will fall like dominoes. That's what I really believe. You know,
well,
the monetary system is ready to collapse. And
that's
the monetary
right.
system is bogus to begin with. And
sure.
I tried to explain that to people, and they can't comprehend what I'm saying. The paper is worthless. It's a scam. It meets the definition of counterfeit money. It's not even money. It's a promissory note from a private company called the Federal Reserve, and nobody can identify what the promise is. So it's worthless.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, what you're hearing from A.C. Griffith right now is a consistent, absolutely right down the line, answer for this question. It's been asked to him, I'm sure, many, many times. But the reason I ask it, ladies and gentlemen, was I wanted you to hear this from someone who is not only in a position to know this, but communicates all the time on radio programs and his own writing and so forth. And you see, it's so late in the game that if you haven't come to a conclusion and you haven't stepped up and said, I am going to do what is necessary here to make my opinion known, then I don't know what more any of us can do. I know that some of you have written to me and explained to me you're not going to vote because you will not participate in a corrupted system and have your vote thrown away by somebody at Diebold Company or whatever it might be. And all I'm going to say to you is, like I've answered consistently, that is your choice. But if you do not participate at all, then what happens, you'll have no real say in. And I know that's a simplistic answer. But I guess, Griff, the fact is that there are going to be a lot of people that don't participate because they don't anymore believe in the system.
Well, the Republicans are better than the Democrats. We'll get a little bit more time at best with Republicans. But they're similar. They're very similar. The Republicans are a little bit more polished than the Democrats, so they'll do it to you in a polished way.
You're still going to get you-know-what, right?
That's right.
Well, this is coming from somebody who said it's the opposite side of the same coin. And I think there is a lot of truth in that. When the Republicans called me the other day, I said, listen, I want you to get this very clear. Don't call me again. And I'm going to tell you why. You have had the same 110 years that the Democrats have had to mess up the country and correct the country, and neither one of you have done it. So don't come to me asking for money or support at this late date. However, having said that, just because, and I'm, folks out there who are going to write to me now, just understand that I'm going to exercise that right to vote, because so many have fought and died believing that that was at the heart and soul of who we are. And I guess I'm doing it for that reason, out of courtesy, no, out of honor to them. And so I will vote, and I will vote for the candidate I believe is best suited to buy us some more time. To correct it, maybe, I hope. To shoot some magic bullet, I don't think so. But I just want a little more time to help a few more and to get ready a little better. But I agree with you, Griff, that we're just about out of time.
Yes, I don't think it can be corrected. I think the systems are too flawed, too corrupt, and there's nobody to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nobody
too
left.
Big. It's just
sure.
too big.
Well, the system has become corrupted. I love my country, and I respect the form of government, but the people that occupy it and what they've done to it and the tentacles that they've constructed from coming from Washington to stifle every element of freedom and destiny and personal choice making and responsibility and accountability has been strangled. And so we don't have much left to work with. I agree. Folks, when we come back, about 37 after the hour, we're going to take your calls. Please call in and ask A.C. Griffith what you think, and we'll be glad to take your calls. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Fruits Farm at 248-250-8870, or you can catch them at theheartlandusa.com. Have a big ad for them there. Got some of the best soap in the world. These great big bars of goat soap. I'm telling you, it doesn't get any better than that. I usually order up several dozen and give them out as gifts. It's great for this holiday time. Please give them a call, 248-250-8870. And then the Heartland USA does have the final installment of Castle Defense. It's number 4. It's called Defense of Hearth and Home. It'll be available December 1st. You can order prior to that if you wish. Check out the store, and we'll be glad to help you if you're interested at all. And lastly, Freeze Dry Guy. My friends out on the West Coast, I got to tell you, there's an offer that is ending today. This is it. If you haven't taken advantage of this tremendous sale they've got going, you have missed the boat. I tell you, please, go to their website and order freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy individual unit, that's a 3-month supply, was $564.29. It's on sale for $395. Individual emergency unit, 1 month, sale $212.65. It goes on. There's a list of several excellent buys. Look, it doesn't get any better than this. I opened up a can, reconstituted it, heated it up, put a little salt and pepper on it, and it was the greatest meal I've had all week. And my wife didn't like hearing that, but it's true. You need to get the best product out there for long shelf life. Freeze Dry Guy has got it. Give them a call at 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. You know the Freeze Dry Guy. You've heard from him a lot. He's a great supporter of RBN. We appreciate him and all that they are doing. 20-plus years of shelf life, dehydrated foods. Don't miss this sale that ends today. Get on the phone. Griff, we've got a caller, and I'm going to take him in just a moment. But I know that every day you get up, you read the same emails and information that I do, and have you ever seen such a laundry list of crimes and negligence toward the people of this nation by its government at any time? I don't believe I have, and I don't know that we can change this. I know we've talked about this and alluded to it through the broadcast, but being that it is so serious, can we do anything at this point to change this government? Are we doomed to go toe-to-toe and eyeball-to-eyeball with these guys and say, you lose?
I think it will eventually come down to pockets of civil disobedience and armed conflict.
Well, I've said over and over, it's time to rebel. And I defined rebelling as just flat saying no. No to more taxes, no to more regulations, no to chipping of animals or humans, no to any other regulations anywhere for any reason. We have 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times too many now. And the Agenda 21 and all this nonsense coming out of the United Nations and gun control and all the rest of it, say no. Rebel right now. Because the next step up from rebellion is revolution.
Well, you see, the people don't realize how serious it is and how their health is being affected. It's being affected on all fronts. The years ago, I broke the chemtrail story.
Yes.
And it was the military RFMP system. That's why they started spraying the people. It was the need for barium salt to create a ducting in the atmosphere for their military radio frequency mission planner to operate. Now, that program is still going. And by the way, I've reviewed my opinion on that. And I believe right today that it is being aerosoled, barium salt and aluminum being aerosoled in order to make the Navy battlefield program work over North America and other countries. That's why they're still doing it.
And do you believe they
did it, Griff? They did it 10 years ago and they're doing it today. It's easier to keep it going than it is to stop it and start it back up.
Sure. Do you believe that this has a two-pronged effect? I just learned this week that, along with everything else, and it's not a far reach to assume this, but do you believe that this also has the extra benefit, as far as the government is concerned, with spraying, that it will also pollute all the fresh water and our good farming soil so that it will, again, be in the food chain and in what we drink, so forth? It just is completely pervasive.
Well, I think that's happening, but I don't know that they thought about it when they were doing it.
Okay.
That's the way they operate, you know.
Yeah, they get the benefit of the bad side of it.
But it was originally intended to paint three-dimension battlefield images on their computer systems on board ships, and it was a Navy program, and it's still going on, and I believe that's still why they're continuing with that program.
And those elements that would then reflect some kind of image so that it can
yes,
be seen.
Yes, it's using satellite and ground systems. They can play the battle on computers before, during, and after and see if the battle feels in three dimension. They've used it in the wars in the past, and they will continue to use it. Without that, they cannot fight a war today.
Sure.
So it's a mandatory program. Now, add-on programs have gone into that on that. So you have biological and you have other things going on, but they're still mainly for the radio frequency mission planner system.
Okay. Griff, I know people are going to come up with questions after this show. What would you recommend the best way to get a hold of you so they can get some really good answers?
If the folks out there would email to my email address, I will be happy to call you back on the telephone and we'll talk.
Okay.
My email address is Griff, that's George Roger India Frank 703. Again, that's George Roger India Frank 703 at Hotmail, hotmail.com.
Okay. We'll give that out again at the end of the broadcast. Griff, we do have a gentleman on from Florida. I'm sorry, sir, I didn't get your name when the engineer told me, but would you come in, please? It's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, this is Randy in Florida.
Ah, Randy, thank you.
Yeah, I heard you on Butch Paul's show, and I tried to call it in, but I couldn't get through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted to ask you, you know, given your law enforcement background, how can any cop in the country keep their oath when they're enforcing so many unconstitutional laws on a regular basis as part of their daily job? I don't see how it can be done.
Well, let me answer that very quickly, because I don't want to defer to Griff. But as a former police officer, state trooper, I can tell you that the laws, we always kind of laughed and said the laws that were most hated were the ones we would enforce so people would change them. But I realized, too, that doesn't always happen. And so we just kind of, whenever we could, frankly, the police officers in my day who still had a true allegiance to their oath and knew right and wrong and knew justice and mercy and all the rest of it, just simply said, hey, I'm not going to bang people on that. You know, that's ridiculous. It was stupid when they did it. They must all have been drunk when they passed that law. So all I can tell you is that there are still a healthy number of folks out there that are using common sense, or most older officers, but they're trying. The rest of them do what they can to survive, and it's not a good combination, but that's the reality we're living in.
Okay. Well, I just don't, you know, and the same thing for the military, you know. I mean, I don't see how they can keep their oath either when they're serving in unconstitutional, undeclared wars, you know, and so many other unconstitutional policies that they're involved in against their own people as well.
Well, you know, sir, I wish you were in the Pentagon, because maybe there would be a difference. All I can tell you is that all of these people serve the masters at the top of the food chain, and in order to stay where they are and get their third and fourth star and to go on and be chairman of this or that, they do it because they see it as their calling. They don't question orders. They carry them out. Now, there's a difference between carrying out legal orders and unconstitutional, illegal orders. I'm fully aware of that, and most of the people that are in the military have at least heard that. Whether they'll go along with that or not remains yet to be seen. But I can tell you that the men and women that I talk to in the military that email me and so forth, I just tell them, remember your oath, remember your oath, remember that there are illegal orders, do not obey them, and get out and quit serving the beast as soon as you can, and then get on the side of the patriots. So, sir, that's all we can do at this point until push comes to shove. I hate that statement, and I hate the thought, but that's all we've got. Listen, thanks so much for calling. Take care, and don't quit. Thank you. Well, Griff, what's that? Patrick in Arkansas, thank you. Folks, I'm sorry, I don't have a computer up today. Terrible here. But Patrick, you're in Arkansas. Glad you called in. How are you today?
Pretty good. And yourself?
I couldn't be better. Do you have a good question for A.C. Griffith?
I have two. I was wondering, Griff's take on some information we've been hearing for the past couple of years.
Sure.
That the United States will break up into five or six sovereign regions.
I don't know if anybody really knows that for sure, but it's a possibility.
And I was wondering also if you're familiar with the quote from Emerson, that every revolution was first a thought in one man's mind.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Patrick. You know,
Greg,
Griff,
what do you think about the guards at in the German prison camps? They were abiding by German law. And they were doing their thing as good soldiers.
Well, you know, of course, that was settled at Nuremberg, but at the time, you're right. They believed that they were following the dictates of the hierarchy and the constitution of Germany at that time. But I think there is a higher calling, and I'm getting a bit esoteric, understand. But, you know, when we're part of any organization, we know in our heart and soul and where we live when somebody says, well, we're going to do this, and you know that it's wrong. You know that it will not be justified, and at some point you may be called to account on it. I think all of us carry that equipment. We just turn it on and off when it's convenient. And they did so in Germany until the point that they lost a war over it, and millions of their citizens, as well as Europeans and people from around the world. I guess what I'm saying to you is that we just have to try and apply godly principles and truly constitutional precepts to what we do, say, think, and act upon. Otherwise,
yes,
there's no rules at all.
I just thought of another example. During World War II, General Eisenhower had a American soldier shot at a firing squad for being AWOL. If you had been called to be one of those soldiers, would you have shot the man?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I just wouldn't. There are other situations where I would have answered yes, but not for that. Art, where was that from, Matt? Art from Maryland. Art, I'm sorry, I'm just having a hard time today without a computer. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I got a question for Griff. It's a little bit off topic, but I used to be on your fiance's email list, and that all stopped, and I was just curious, is she okay?
Yes, we're under constant attack here with the computers. And we've switched, we've had to reboot a million times. I've had to go to a Linux operating system to get out from under the computer attacks. We've lost our mailing list many, many times, and recently had to switch from Comcast server to another server. So that's the reason.
Oh, okay. Well,
right back into me. We'll get you back on.
Yeah, we use Linux, too, just for the reasons you said. But I wanted to ask you, too, another question. I'll make it real short. I mean, with our faith in our Heavenly Father, I mean, and the prophecies, I mean, don't we think that, because Christ said that we would do greater things than he did. And I've always, when I first read that, I was like, how is that possible? But I see so much darkness that's being exposed. There's so much light being shed on everything these days, and I see people doing incredible research into things that I didn't know was existing. And I just wonder, I mean, do you think that it's possible that through his help that we will bring this down?
I think the country is in serious trouble. The people are in serious trouble. I believe a lot of millions of people are going to die in the near future over these things that we've talked about. I don't believe it's possible to turn it around.
Okay.
To touch on one thing you said, I believe our God has called certain people to speak out and to be on the front line of this battle. There are not many. I can't think of another man. I want to put this out over the airwaves. I cannot think, and I know a lot of people, of another man in this world that's more qualified to speak out and do what he's doing than Greg. Greg's background is much more than you know, and he's brilliant, and I am so honored to call him my friend. You know, I would be honored to walk in his shadow. That's how much I think of Greg.
Well, Griff, I don't know what to say. I appreciate it, and I take it in brotherly love. I guess, and thank you for that. Art, what we're facing is so extreme, and I think that at the core of it, it's the result of our national failure to live up to the mandates and the expectations of our Puritan and Pilgrim founders, the founding fathers, and the aspirations that they had, a good people in this nation who were God-fearing people, who said freedom of the spirit, of your soul. Freedom in our country is paramount. We've lost our way, Art. There's no other way to put it. And in so doing, we've sacrificed millions of infants. We've let the old and the folks that are in poor conditions suffer and die. I don't know that we deserve any kind of rescue here from God. I don't know that we deserve anything really other than what we're probably due because of our failings. But I will tell you that there are millions of people who do believe in the rightness and the correctness of biblical things, of scriptural things, of spiritual things. And I know there are millions others who maybe aren't in that category, but believe deeply in freedom and determining our own destiny and being a part of that and having a true say instead of being dictated to. And there are others who don't believe at all. And are wonderful people who are trying very hard to make a good change in this country towards the things that we know are right. I wish all of us could be in that same boat together, and maybe we are in a sense. But we need good people like you and others to keep fighting for what's right, because if we don't, even as Griff has said, and I have a tendency to agree with him, there are very, very dark days ahead for us. But that doesn't mean we give in and throw in the towel. We have to keep standing for what is right.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. Well, Griff, it's such a great thing to be in our position because we get to meet some of the greatest folks in the world. Our common friend Aaron and others who I was just with this past weekend. They give me hope. They give me a sense of no matter what happens, we'll be all right. Even if we're against the wall with a firing squad, if we've got friends like you and Kim and others. So we can't lose sight of that. We'll be back in just a moment and wrap this up with AC Griffith. Thanks for calling in, and we'll return.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Well, folks, it's been a real joy for me personally today, a real treat for you, to hear one of the steadiest, calmest, most rational, and most educated voices out there about our current situation. That's AC Griffith, and I'm glad that he's been a part of today's broadcast. AC, we have one more caller, and I'm going to take him. Then I'm going to ask you to summarize this for us. Joe, you're in Florida. Welcome to the program, and our guest, AC Griffith.
Jack.
I'm sorry?
This is Jack.
Zach, I'm sorry. Well, okay. Well, go ahead, Zach.
I'm asking if this is Jack, because I just came in, only have a certain amount of time. I want to say that you're saying that the guy saying that his computer is getting attacked. I tell you that there are people on the other side, I'm going to tell you, Snake, Falcon, Yoda, and Scientologists, They're all programmers and hackers, and they all belong to the ADL. Be careful who you share your information with, and keep your Skype very tight and good security, because that's what they specialize in doing. Yes?
You know, I think you're right about that. Griff, do you have any comment?
No, but I've listened and made note of it.
Very good. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. You know, it's always good to get other viewpoints on this, because there's good information out there that we're not even aware of sometimes. Thank you for that information. Griff, if you were somehow transported to the White House and you were Commander-in-Chief, and in the next 30, 45 seconds, how would you address the American people on this eve of the election? What would you tell them? What would you advise them of? What would you say, look, this is where we are? How would you handle that?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
It's an impossible question, impossible situation. I don't know that there is any one answer to it. You can't be truthful all the time with all issues in a position like that. But neither can you be like Obama and win the respect of anyone, and certainly not the American people. I want to mention that I gleaned this off of news media stories. Obama has rented 850 rooms in his trip to Africa. They're taking 30 sniffer dogs, at least one or more Navy warships, 3 Marine helicopters, 40 aircraft, including Air Force One, 6 armored cars, and the presidential Cadillac, and a lot more with them. The cost has to be hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's correct.
Can you imagine what 850 rooms in India would cost for the staff?
No, I'm told they took both Air Force One and Air Force Two.
That's
650
right.
people.
Plus other Air Force aircraft.
Incredible. Just incredible. I mean,
at a time when we're bankrupt and going down faster, and they're printing more money to stay afloat.
It tells you everything. And Nancy Pelosi flying
does.
Around the country in her huge jet and all the rest of it. This is an imperial failure.
Yes,
of
it
a
is.
Democracy.
And also, at the time when the ALTA report says a major collapse event is coming, the president's going to be out of the country. Bernanke of the Fed is leaving the country. Hillary is leaving the country. And the Secretary of Treasury is going to be out of the country. Now, we don't know how many others will be leaving the country also, but it's an ominous time, a dangerous time coming up in the next week.
I couldn't agree more. I think. Thanks for summarizing it that way. But you answered far better than my question, but I will tell you that I think what we're seeing is maybe just the beginning, just the crest of the wave of the disaster that's heading our way. And I hate to end on that kind of a note, but I guess that's what we're faced with. A.C. Griffith, my good friend, thank you so very much
thank
for
you.
Joining the show today.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back to autopsy whatever happened a day and a half from now. Stay with us. Come back next week. Thanks for joining in today. Thanks to the callers. We pray that you'll do the right thing Tuesday, no matter what that is, and prepare for a leaky boat Wednesday morning. God bless each one. Take care. See you next week.